are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by the pay-per-view Fight of the Year, Errol Spence Jr. versus Danny Garcia. Watch it live this Saturday at 8 p.m. Central, only on pay-per-view. You can buy now on foxsports.com/PPV and watch it on any screen you want. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Correction, not my fault. It was on the rundown. No late hits or Hall of Fame tonight? Is that correct, Aaron?
We will
there
have
is
late
hits.
Late hits,
okay.
Late hits
no
will start
Hall
as
of
soon
fame.
As... Okay. As soon as the Aggie game finishes, okay. Late hits will start up.
Yeah, so there will be, all right, but no Hall of Fame.
Because
okay.
Yeah, that's on me.
It's a fight week, so during fight weeks, when you know, we used to go out to Vegas, the boxing promoter wants us to be as much like a virtual radio row as we could be. So we do our shows out there Thursdays and Fridays of fight week. They want Booker T and Brad to do their show on Thursday of Friday of fight week, so that's what they'll be doing. So, yeah. And make sure you check out that pay-per-view on Saturday. Should be a fantastic fight, really.
Yeah,
I'm glad to see Errol Spence back. All right, we got Ray?
Yeah, well, here's a good transition talking about the fight.
Speaking of the fight that's happening on Saturday, one of the legends of the sport, a ring announcer, a play-by-play man, just an all-around, a jack-of-all-trades, if you will, in boxing. Ray Flores joins us. Ray, how are you, good sir?
AJ and Fred, how are you guys? Greetings from Dallas.
Oh, beautiful Dallas. And obviously, Errol Spence's hometown. It's going to be a pro-Errol crowd, what crowd there is there. What's the atmosphere like, or what are you expecting it to be like with the limitations and compared to, like, other big fights?
I'm expecting it to be a vocal and a lively crowd. It's no coincidence, guys, that we're here at AT&T Stadium because it's under social distancing guidelines. It could probably fit about 100,000 when it comes to a prize fight, but this one I think is going to be scaled back to about 20,000, maybe a little bit less. So about a fifth, or if not less than that, of capacity. So I think it's the proper venue for an event of this magnitude under the times. I believe that with the way that they're following the COVID protocols with the event, that, you know, this is something that fans need. And you know what, guys? It's different. I called 8 or 9 events without fans in the building, and it's not the same. The fans are the reason why these prize fighters are able to do what they do, and I can't wait to get into AT&T Stadium on Saturday.
Errol Spence, one of the great stories of boxing up until a couple years ago. I mean, young kid who was just incredible to watch. And then he has really his first major test, it seemed like. On paper, he had tests before, but the first time he was really pushed in the ring against Sean Porter. And then he goes and has an accident, catches a DUI, you know, really. And it sounded like at first it was these really life-threatening injuries. He's in the ICU. But it turns out the injuries weren't as severe as first thought. Is this sort of a redemption story now for Errol Spence? Is this like, is that what this story becomes after that?
I think so, because here's the thing. We didn't know after the car accident if Errol Spence would be able to fight again, or even we didn't know the extent of his injuries. When I heard that morning about what happened, I thought, could Errol walk again? Does he have any broken bones? And he was able to come out of it with just a lot of facial lacerations and, you know, a few, you know, dinks and bumps, but nothing serious, no broken bones. I mean, he's literally a walking miracle. That's exactly what Errol Spence is. And, guys, I was at his training camp a couple of weeks ago, and I watched him train. And I've seen Errol Spence train before for a long time, and I've been around him. And this is not just to sell the fight. This is my honest opinion. I believe that this is the most focused, the most determined that I've ever seen Errol Spence. And I'll tell you why. He was whacking the bag and hitting the mitts harder than I ever have heard. And the way that I look, I see that look in his eye. And I mentioned this during the press conference today, but I almost feel like he's not overlooking Danny Garcia, but he wants to drive through Danny Garcia physically on Saturday night.
You know, the last time Errol fought in Dallas or in AT&T Stadium was Mikey Garcia, who's an undefeated dude. There was a lot of hype that maybe Mikey Garcia could be the guy to slow down Errol Spence. And I mean, Errol just mollywopped him for 12 full rounds. It was not a competitive fight. Sean Porter pushed him. Do you see anything in Danny Garcia that makes you think that he can push him the way Sean Porter did? Or is there a possibility that Danny Garcia is just another dude who's going to get whooped around by Errol Spence?
It's going to be a different fight than that of Sean Porter. Sean Porter is an aggressive fighter, comes forward, he's going to crowd you, he's going to try to physically dominate you. Danny Garcia is more precise. Danny Garcia is cerebral-like in his approach in the sense that he is a brilliant counterpuncher. He has dynamite in both hands. He demonstrated that left hook when he defeated Amir Khan and Eric Morales. He demonstrated the right hand when he wiped out Brandon Rios with a walk-off home run shot back in February of 2017. So Danny Garcia has popping both punches. But what I'm excited about, and this is what Angel Garcia has told me, the father of Danny Garcia, he believes there are going to be points in the fight where they're going to go toe-to-toe. Neither man has been down in the course of their careers. So when they go in these toe-to-toe exchanges, they're going to have to gamble. So which chin is going to be able to stand up to the other man's power? Because, guys, I'm not a psychic, but I can pretty much guarantee you that both Errol Spence and Danny Garcia are going to land flush upon one another on Saturday. Which chin and which man is going to be able to withstand the other fighter's best punch? That is the question on Saturday.
If Errol is able to come out of this, if he's able to get this win, which is obviously not a given, you know, Danny Garcia, this is a dude who has lost twice, and it's to Keith Thurman and to Sean Porter, who Errol just beat. I mean, it's to top guys. But if Errol does come out of this, I mean, there's those names, Thurman. There's a rematch with Porter, which I think would be interesting based on what we saw in that first fight. He's mentioned Manny Pacquiao several times. The one fight that I keep wanting to see is Terrence Crawford. I mean, if this happens, if Errol wins this, is it possible that now they realize, you know what, we almost had the possibility of this super fight taken away forever? Let's go ahead and get this done while the iron's hot with both these guys. Do you think that's what promoters are looking to do next?
I don't know if that's what promoters are looking to do next. I think it all depends on the circumstance, because the names that they have been, that I have heard bantered around, are Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao or Terrence Crawford. Pacquiao and Spence are the only two fighters to headline at AT&T Stadium on more than one occasion. And let's just say, guys, hypothetically, that we are able to finally get past COVID-19 and put that in the rearview mirror, let's say summertime, and start to get back to normal life. Can you imagine Manny Pacquiao and Errol Spence at AT&T Stadium with full capacity? In my estimation, I think you can get over 80,000 fans in that stadium. Now, if that doesn't take place, yes, Spence and Terrence Crawford is a very enticing matchup. But either fight, I have no problem with.
You know, you mentioned AT&T, and it's become sort of a, you know, maybe the... In the top five now of boxing venues, but for these super mega fights that you could have in Vegas or you could have at Madison Square Garden, but they can't hold what AT&T holds. Is AT&T becoming sort of the go-to spot for mega fights because their capacity is so great?
The capacity is so great, and Jerry Jones is a big boxing fan, especially the fact that he's a big boxing fan, but Jerry Jones is an Errol Spence Jr. fan. There are only four fighters who have been world champions from the Dallas area. And they always say, guys, and I'm here and I love Texas, you do things bigger in Texas. Well, that's why we got AT&T Stadium. That's why I love Houston so much. You got a lot of love. Jermell Charlo, people should be going crazy for those guys. I'm sure they are. But, guys, Jerry Jones is a big Errol Spence fan. The city of Dallas loves this guy. He's loved here in Texas. So that's why I think that AT&T Stadium is becoming a more of a prominent fight venue, because of the fact that Errol's from here. If Errol's successful on Saturday night against Danny Garcia, which is no small task whatsoever, I think that Errol Spence will headline three and four times at AT&T Stadium. This is not his last time at AT&T Stadium if he's successful against Danny Garcia.
What's your role going to be on Fight Night this week, Ray?
Guys, I am busy. So tomorrow I'll be doing the undercard press conference. I'll be hosting that. On Friday, I'll be a part of the weigh-in. On Saturday, I will be calling the prelims on the social media pages of PBC on Fox, and then I will be calling the fight for the international audience around the world. So everywhere but the United States, I will be calling the fight alongside my brother, Miguel Flores, who's also a commentator as well. So he does work as well with Premier Boxing Champion. So we'll be calling the fight for the international audience of the UK, Australia, overseas, et cetera, et cetera. So it is a busy time. Thankfully, we're safe. I'm in the Dallas bubble. Hope you guys are safe and sound, and want to wish you and your listeners a very happy and safe holiday season.
Well, I won't ask you since you are calling the fight. I won't ask you for a winner. But what do you expect this fight to look like? What should we expect to be in for on Saturday night?
You're going to expect a real fight. You're going to expect two guys who are two of the best welterweights in the world going at it. These are not guys 15 years past their prime. Cough, cough. Tyson and Jones. This is the kind of fight that as a fight fan and as a sports fan, you want to watch. Because, guys, I'm going to tell you, they're going to go toe-to-toe, and there will be violence in this fight. It will be two world-class prize fighters pushing each other to the absolute limit. You heard Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time in my estimation, say that certain guys pushed him to the brink. Well, I think both men have the opportunity and will push each other to the brink on Saturday night on Fox Sports PBC pay-per-view.
All right, that is Ray Flores. You can hear him on the international call this weekend, like he said, on pay-per-view. Going to be a fantastic fight. We have no doubts about that. And, of course, you can get it all, foxsports.com/PPV, and watch it on any screen you want. Ray, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the fight this weekend, and we'll talk to you for the next one.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it. Can't wait to get back to Houston. That is a phenomenal fight town.
Can't wait to have you back, my man. Take care.
Take care, guys.
Yeah. All right. I got to tell you guys about Carbach, another great thing we've got down here in Houston. Ray was mentioning all the greats, the great fighters. Guess what else we got? Great beer. Yeah, Carbach. And I'm telling you now, January, when this stuff comes out, this ranch water, Aaron, did you get you took some home to the lady? What'd she think?
She hasn't had it yet. She's saving it for this weekend.
I'm telling you, boys, this is a good, it's a great ranch water. I've had a couple of these things. This is fantastic. It's a great mixer. You can drink it solo if you want, but it's not like these other seltzers on the market out there. This has got a little Texas flavor to it. The agave lime, it's going to be so good. And of course, they've got all their other great beers going on right now, and you can get all of them in grocery stores. You can get even more of them at the bar itself. So if you go into the restaurant, the bar, they've got all their great beers on tap, some that you can only get at the restaurant. And you can have yourself a fantastic meal there as well. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all the latest goings on with the brewery and with the with the restaurant. And when you're out and about this week, make sure you grab yourself some Carbach.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.